Home Care, this is Shanedale. How can I help you?
Yes, I was just wanting to know, is this the company that I go through to take care of somebody, you know, like cooking,
yeah,
cleaning?
Yeah, correct.
Family member?
Family member, yeah.
Okay, well, I just was making sure this is the right one. I don't have all their information just yet.
Oh.
How many am I allowed to take care of at one time?
Is the patient approved yet for hours, or this is your just turn to apply?
I'm sure.
What?
Well, they want to apply. I don't think they've gotten how many hours they can have yet.
Right. So it depends on the hours, but they would probably approve the family member between. It depends on the condition, but I would say 10, 20, 30 hours. You could do all of the hours.
Okay. All right. And how do they sign up? How do they find out?
So do they have Medicaid?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You said you don't have the information? Because I would.
I have one person's information right now. He's here with me.
Oh, okay. So let me just, I could log in and see if, you said
yes,
they never called for an assessment or just, they're just, this is the first call you're doing for the applying. Okay, sure. Yes. So let me take a look and I'll be able to help you get the services. Just give me a minute.
Let me get a Kleenex. My allergies are so bad. That's a lot of things.
Okay, sorry about that. So, do you have the Medicaid ID?
You have your ID? Nope. Yes, he does.
It's not? Okay. Okay. I'm ready when you are.
All right, he's doing it. Okay. No, Medicaid ID, your Medicaid card.
If not, I could check with date of birth and social.
4/9/70.
Okay, date of birth is?
4/9/70.
4/9/1970. And social?
4/9/6/90/7003.
Thank you. Let me see if it's coming up. Okay, so your name is Billy Bradley?
Yes, ma'am.
So it shows that your Medicaid is inactive. Are you aware of this?
Well, see, I think it lapsed. What do I got to do to get it? I just stopped getting it. I mean, I'm on disability. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah.
I get Social Security.
Well, unfortunately, since it's inactive, I wouldn't be able to help you. But when it's active, then you
gotta go up there.
You need active Medicaid. So
can I get it back active again? How do I go up? Do I go up there again?
How does he apply again?
I'm not sure. We don't do the service of applying for Medicaid, but. I'm not exactly sure. There's, I guess you would need to reach out to those Medicaid.
Not being on Medicaid. Yeah.
We don't understand why he's not getting Medicaid and he's on disability. So I'll get online and figure that out.
Yeah. So once he has the Medicaid active, then he could call us back. And then you said you have another family member that would like your services?
It's his mom and dad that I want to take care of, too. But I got to wait until I'm at their house first.
Oh, okay.
You
want to take my direct number and then call me?
Sure.
Or you can text
hold on
me
one
as
second.
Well. Sure.
Okay, what's your number?
My number is 314.
Uh-huh.
850. Sorry, actually, sorry. No, it's my direct is 314-501.
501-2521.
2521.
And what's your name?
Yeah, this is going to me directly, and my name is Shindel.
Shazelle?
Shindel.
S-A-I-N-D-E-L.
Yeah.
D-E-L. Okay, thank you.
Yes. Yes. Thanks so much for
calling.
I'll call
you back.
Okay, uh-huh. Amazing. Thank you. Have a great day.